Moving up the ladder from cash flow management is communications. Now, communications has really three parts. One is motivating yourself, and this is kind of something that Diane added in a conversation we had yesterday, and I think it's very, very valuable, and I'm going to have her speak to it. But you also have communication to your employees, to your business, to those insiders, making sure they know what's going on, making sure you keep them motivated. Then you have communication to the outside world, sales and marketing, telling the outside world about your product. And that's essential because if you don't tell them about it, they won't know to buy it. So for instance, sales and marketing. What's the difference between sales and marketing? Marketing is the communication to the outside world. You tell them all the benefits of your product, why they cannot live without your service or your product. Sales is one-on-one. That's when you ask for the order. That's why marketing and sales are very closely intertwined.
Remembering, too, communication is a two-way street. So you're not only communicating the values of your product or service, you're listening to your clients. You're listening to what they want. Another fatal flaw I've seen business owners make is they create something that they are in love with. Now, the market may or may not like it, but they don't listen to them because they know they've got the right answer and they're excited. Well, sadly, they fail because they didn't listen to the communication back from their market. Listen to your customers.
Exceptionally good point. Customer service will give you a lifetime customer or a one-time visit. And believe me, you want a lifetime customer. Now let's talk about internal communications. I've seen so many times when executives are running their business and they don't take the time to let their team of employees know what the successes are of the business. But boy, do they hear about the failures. What's wrong with customer service? Why didn't these orders get out today? Why didn't you get on the phone and make this purchase order? Those are the kinds of things that will build disharmony and discord into your organization. You, as the leader, need to be a cheerleader for your employees. Energize them, motivate them, help them build your successful business. Now, I mentioned communications with yourself, and I would love Diane to talk about this because I love her input.
Well, I've got to tell you, first of all, it doesn't mean that we're going to tell you that you need to start talking to yourself or that you need to listen to voices in your head. Well, maybe that is what I'm going to tell you, because the fact is that we all do what's called self-talk. We tell ourselves what we can or cannot accomplish. By focusing on what we want for this business, remember, we're looking at the mission, and we actually are wanting to be a leader. So we have to, above all things, be focused on what that mission is so others can follow us. That's part of that self-talk. But there's also listening that needs to happen. Have you ever experienced that kind of feeling deep down sometimes when things just aren't working right and you don't quite know what it is? Well, maybe you push it aside and don't worry about it. Well, that could be something very important that you need to listen to. As the leader, you're going to know more about what this company needs to accomplish and what you want to accomplish. And so you're going to know first when things aren't working. Listen to that.